Come on, let's give Pastor Randy and Pastor Nicole a great big round of applause. Come on, you can do a little better than that. Come on. Let's thank God for the angels of the house today. Come on, that's right. They have been working hard. Working hard. You guys get to see the good stuff and the smiles and everything. I get the calls that say what's really going on. But we thank God for everything. I send greetings to Pastor Phyllis, and just so good to be here. I bring greetings from my wife and my four kids. My kids were especially upset that they didn't get to come with me, and they love Uncle Randy over here. They love because he gets to razz their dad. I think that's the main reason. But glad to be here, and I want to jump right in today. How many of you love to get invitations? Anybody love to get invitations? I mean, I do, because I'm a social person, and that usually means a party or a blessing is usually attached to an invitation, unless you're the friend that owns a truck and someone invites you to lunch on a Saturday.
Don't go.
It is not an invitation for something fun. It usually is going to involve some heavy lifting and a long time. I remember when people used to actually mail invitations. I mean, remember those days? I mean, you would get it in the mail. When I got married, we went and we picked out paper, special paper, and we had to buy special envelopes. They had to be pretty. And then we even bought that weird stuff that goes inside the envelopes, that cloudy paper that nobody knows what it's for. And we spent way too much money just to invite people to something that we still had to pay for. I don't know. But now everything's done by evites, email, text. And there's nothing wrong with that, because it doesn't matter. I'm still thankful for an invitation. Matter of fact, I was thankful for the invitation to come here last year and preach the family service. And believe it or not, they invited me back again. Praise God. Everybody else must have been busy this Sunday. But anyway, you realize that when you get an invitation, there's a choice to respond or to RSVP. How many know what RSVP stands for? Yeah, I didn't think you did. Répondez, s'il vous plaît. It's a French word that says, please respond, or answer me, please. And you know, both are powerful. You can either say yes, or you can say no. When you say yes, you're in line to unlock many possibilities. But as soon as you say no, the door is closed. I once received an invitation to come to lunch at an older lady's house in our church. We had been on a mission trip to El Salvador. And while we were in El Salvador, the ministry was great. But how many know I was really there for the Salvadorian food? It was amazing. I mean, I love Spanish, Mexican, Salvadorian, any type of South American food. And we had this thing called pupusas. Anybody ever had a pupusa? Oh, thank you, Jesus. You guys have to, I'm going to come here and open a pupusa stand. But it's a tortilla with cheese and beans, and they put all kind of good stuff in it. Well, she invited me over for pupusas, and I said yes. But the day came, and I totally forgot. I didn't remember. It was a little old lady in the church. She was making pupusas, and I'm ironing my clothes, and I went to grab a shirt that I got in El Salvador, and I'm ironing it, and it hit me. Oh! I called the lady. I said, hey, I'm so sorry. I forgot. She said, That's okay. I said, I'll tell you what. I'm coming over. I said, yes, I'm coming over. I'll eat them cold. Do you know my yes took me to her house? I ate the cold pupusas. They were so-so. But then the lady got up and she went back to her office. She came back out and she had something in her hand. And she said, Pastor, she said, God told me if you didn't come to lunch today, I was released from this. And she said, but since you came, she slid a check across the table for the largest love offering I had ever received in my life. And right then, the Lord hit me and said, see, as soon... Oh, somebody's about to get blessed right now. Said, as soon as you said yes to that invitation, things begin to happen. Things begin to get put in motion for the blessing on your life. And I'm here today to tell you that God is sending out an invitation. He's sending out a come unto me for all of us today. And as soon as we respond, the blessings of God are in line to come your way. Do I have anybody here this morning that says, I'm ready to respond? You know, the Bible is one big invitation that was sent from the Father to humanity. It was sent through about 40 different couriers over 1,600 years, and it's been extended to all to respond yes or no and to live with what comes from that decision. Amen. Jesus constantly reached out to people by saying, come. Come unto me. Come and follow me. Come with me. Come. And what followed was blessed, was miraculous, and it was life-changing. And as I was praying for today, God said, I'm still doing it. Come on, somebody. I'm still extending that invitation. Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Come on, somebody. If he did it before, he'll do it again. Hallelujah. I want to talk to you about a few people who responded to that invitation this morning. How many remember the shepherds? Jesus is born. The shepherds are out watching their flock by night. That's not a bad job. Some of you will get that tomorrow. And according to Luke, the shepherds went looking for Jesus. They sought Jesus on the night he was born. And what happened was angels showed up and they had a supernatural visitation. I'm telling you today that if we will respond to the wooing of the Holy Spirit, we're going to have a supernatural visit from Almighty God. And somebody's in here today and you say, I've tried everything and it didn't work. I went there, I went here, and nothing changed. But I'm telling you, the moment you get a supernatural visitation and a divine message from heaven, everything's gonna change. We've got to come unto him. Then after that, the wise guys showed up. The wise men came, the magi. They came from afar. They were foreigners looking for something, not really knowing what, but looking for something. And when they came, the Bible said they opened the treasures. They brought gold, Frankenstein, and Smurfs. Come on, how many remember that story? You remember that? And they came and they brought their gifts. They opened up their treasure to the Lord. And I love when you read that account, the end of it says, and they went back a different way. Oh, let me just break that down for a minute. Some people think, oh, that means they took another route. That means they didn't go back because they were afraid of Herod. No, I believe when you come unto him, when you come to Jesus, when you seek after him and you have a face-to-face encounter with God, you're not going to leave like you came. And I believe today, whether you came because someone invited you to Aquavelva, whatever it is, because you came just to get in the water, or because you had a drug problem.
Yeah, come on. Come on. Come on.
Amen. Some of you had a drug problem this morning. Your mom and dad grabbed you by the hand and drug you to church. Come on. I said, you're coming, you're coming, you're coming. However you got here, some of you thought I was going somewhere else. See, I know where your mind is. But even if that's why you're here today, there's somebody in the house that could take care of that. Hallelujah. And no matter what you came here for, you got here. And I believe that by the time we leave here, something is going to change. We used to sing a song back in the old days that said, "You won't leave here like you came in Jesus' name. Bound, oppressed, tormented, sick or lame, for the Holy Ghost of Acts is still the same. You won't leave here like you came in Jesus' name." How many are ready to go back a different way? Hallelujah. Nicodemus, he was a Pharisee, a member of the Jewish council, and he came to Jesus at night and he told him, "I know there's something about you. I know you're a teacher from God, but what must I do to get what you have?" And Jesus answered his questions and he pointed him to salvation. He pointed him to something that changed his life. Said, "You must be born again." And I want you to know, if you've come here with questions today, you've walked in, I believe that you're going to find out the only way that God can move in your life, the only way you can attain the full potential is to be born again. You may have been coming to church for years. You might be 6 years old or 66, and you say, "Pastor, I need to make sure that everything's right with me." Let me tell you something. There's only one way to get to heaven, and it's not by voting Republican. It's not by living in Ohio. Come on, that's pretty close. Ohio is the heart of it all. But they probably changed the slogan since I lived here. But I tell you what, the only way to get to heaven is not by being a good person and carrying a Bible, but it's by saying yes to Jesus. It's by responding to him. And he's been calling. And if we'll let him in, he will come in, forgive you of everything you've ever done wrong, put you on a track of life that's going to raise you up, and you'll be seated in heavenly places with him. There's a man who was eaten up with leprosy. He had this horrible disease, and his life had been ruined and changed. And all of a sudden in Matthew chapter 8, this man came to Jesus and he asked him, "If you are willing, would you make me clean?" He asked Jesus a particular question. He said, "If you're willing, I know you can make me clean." And I love the response of Jesus. And I'm telling you, as I was preparing this, God began to speak to me and said, "Remember, let them know I am the same." And I don't have to come in here and expound on healing in this church, because I know that miracles and healing have taken place from the inception and will continue to take place until Jesus calls us home. But he said, "If you're willing, I know you can make me whole." And the words that came from Jesus, once he accepted that invitation, once he came to Jesus and said, "I know, but I'm just wondering if you're willing," Jesus looked at him and he said, "I am willing." Oh, hallelujah. Somebody needs to hear that today. Somebody drove down I-75 this morning and you're asking God, "God, I need you to move in my life. God, I need you to heal my family. God, I need a breakthrough in my life. God, I need something to happen. And if it be your will, God, I want to know what your will is." If you know his word, you know his will. And today I hear God saying, "I am willing." Yes. Hallelujah. "I am willing." And when he said that, Jesus touched him and healed him. And there is a touch of God present in this place today. And whatever you need, whatever you've been battling with, whatever you need to be healed, to be restored, to be delivered in your life, I believe God can do it. I don't care what's holding you back, anything from heroin to ho-hos, God can take care of it today. He's in the house. Somebody say amen to that.
Amen.
Then there was a centurion that came to Jesus and he asked him, said, "I need you to heal my servant." And he said, Jesus said, "Should I come to you?" Jesus flipped the script. He said, "You've come to me, but should I come to you?" And the man looks at Jesus and he says, I'm a man under authority. I know. I tell one to go, he goes. One to come, he comes. You don't even have to come to my house. I don't deserve that. All you have to do is speak the word. All you have to do is say it. And Jesus was astonished. I don't know about you. I mean, Jesus has probably been astonished about me several times. Not necessarily about my faith, but he's been like, I can't believe he did this again. After I told him over and over again, he still messed up. I don't know. But Jesus was astonished. He said, I've never seen such faith like this. He says, this is amazing. And Jesus said to the centurion, go, let it be done just as you believed it would. Yes. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, there's somebody in here today that you've been standing in faith, you've been believing, you've been speaking, you've been declaring, you've written it down, and you've framed your world. You've said, this is the way my family is going to be. It may have had some hiccups, we may have had some bumps in the road, but this is the way I'm declaring my family is going to turn out. Everything hasn't been perfect. I made mistakes. They made mistakes. But I am declaring and determining from this day forward, me and my house, we are going to serve the Lord. And you have made those declarations. And I heard the Holy Ghost say, let them know it is going to be done just as they believed it would. Do I have any believers in the house that have been speaking over your family, that have been declaring over your children, and maybe everything doesn't look the way it should? Maybe things have gone the opposite of the way you prayed. But let me tell you something. Don't give up. Don't give in, because you will reap if you faint not. And it will be done just as you believed. Hallelujah. And then, you know, Satan came to Jesus. Satan came to Jesus after Jesus had been fasting in the desert for 40 days and nights. Satan came to him to tempt him. He came after him. How many know after your greatest victory or your greatest defeat, the enemy is going to come after you? It may be the time when you just had the best thing ever happen and you're on cloud nine, and all of a sudden here comes the enemy. Or it may be in your lowest place and you think, I'm so far down, I got to reach up to touch bottom. And everything, the bottom's falling out. And then the devil shows up. Oh, yeah. If the devil came to Jesus, the devil can come to church. This is horrible. The devil's in church. I see some eyes right now. Some of you are saying, you know what? I thought you were okay last time you preached here. But some of you are already halfway through an email to Pastor Nicole and Pastor Randy. This guy bringing the devil in the sanctuary, bless God. What's wrong with him? Let me tell you something. The devil is nothing more than a liar. And when he came to Jesus and tried to tempt him, how many know Jesus was a man just like us? Oh, somebody, see, they're really right now. Jesus did not do what he did on the earth just because he was the Son of God. He did it as a man, filled with the Holy Ghost. And guess what? You and I, Jesus was tempted just like we were. And when the devil came to Jesus, and let me come over here by the young people. I know you can't see me right here, I know. I'm getting under the light, right? Is that better? When Jesus came, when Jesus was in the desert in a rough place, the devil came to him and started messing with him, started trying to tempt him. And you know what Jesus did? Jesus handled it like a champ, and he gave us instructions on what to do. And I want to declare right here today, over 2,000 years ago on Calvary, Jesus totally defeated the devil. He defeated him. And he ain't walking around in your life meddling in things. And you know what? He left us with his word. He gave us power to totally disarm the devil. And it doesn't matter What he tries, all he has left is his nasty wagging tongue to try to intimidate you, try to get in your head. And you know, whenever the devil's talking, he's lying.
Yeah.
That's his native voice. But you know what? We say in the name of Jesus, we don't want to hear that anymore. And he doesn't look too scary anymore. And when the enemy comes in and tries to pick on you, you take out the sword of the Spirit and you say, in el nombre de Jesucristo, off with his head. And you know what? All you have left, all that's left, is a pillow for your feet. Because that's where he belongs, under your feet. Come on. Why did Jesus come? This invitation to come to him. But he said, I came to you for this reason. The Bible says, for this reason was the Son of Man made manifest. For this reason did the Son of Man come to totally destroy the works of the devil. And I want to declare this morning at Only Believe Church, Jesus came to destroy, eradicate, take care of every work of the devil. And if you believe that, why don't you shout amen? Hallelujah. Now I know I'm on assignment this morning. In the next 5 or 10 minutes that I have to minister to those who are going back to school in a few days. How many are excited about going back to school? All the parents are shouting. Look, that's a shame right there. Kids are quiet and the parents are shouting. But I want to make sure you're prepared. I believe we're in a season just like in the Bible days. The government's corrupt. Sin is running rampant. We're looking for answers. But let me tell you something. Jesus is the answer. And you need to look to him and answer his invitation today. You know, as we get ready, you go out and you're buying new clothes for school. You're going out and you're buying school supplies. We gave out 144 school supply filled backpacks yesterday in our community. Went to a school there and other people in the community were bringing backpacks, but they love seeing us come because everybody else just kind of put a few supplies in there. We give them the whole list. We gave them about 60 supplies in their backpack, and then inside each backpack we put in there a $25 Walmart gift card. We put in there a bracelet that says Word of Life Christian Center. And we put in a bookmark that has all these things written. And the end of it, if you've ever heard my pastor, it said, you are who God says you are. And we told them that and we packaged it all up. So whenever they see our backpacks coming, everybody gets like, you want these, you want these. These are loaded right here. You put those over there. Those are extra ones right there. But we were able to bless our community with all those things. I tell you what, somebody said, that was a nice car. You think they really needed it? Have you ever bought school supplies? Come on. I had 2 kids in charter school, and it was free. Praise God. We went to a free charter school. By the time I paid for uniforms and school supplies, it was $1,000 out of my pocket. I said, that is not free.
No.
Sorry, Jared. Sorry about that. That is not free. But you know, I thought we've got to get a few things together. And so I packed some school supplies here that I just want to give you a little something to help you out today. How many of you boys and girls could use a little help getting ready for school? Well, you know what? If you look through your school supplies, you got to have your pencil.
Yes.
How many know you got to have your pencil? And you've got to make sure it's the right pencil. You've got to make sure it's a particular number 2 pencil. And you know, because God is wanting us to make sure, above all, that our name has been written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Come on, somebody. If you are going to make it in school, if you're going to do what's right, make sure your name has been written down. And make sure you're taking time to write down the vision. I encourage all of you students, when you get your notebook, write on the inside of your notebook, I will get straight A's. I will have a GPA above sea level. Come on, somebody. Write it down. Make it plain. You got to have your pencil. I'm going quick. You also need a pair of scissors. Yeah. How many know you got to have your scissors? Yeah. This is a good picture opportunity right there. You're taking pictures. Come on, where's your camera? Come on. Come on, see, you're getting involved and you... We got to have good promos. She's engrossed in the message right here. Come on. You got to have your scissors because some of you need to cut out some people in your life. Some of you need to decide that person doesn't belong in my life. Cutting them out. That person, they're toxic for me. Cut them out. That person, I don't need to be around them. Cut them out. Some of you need to cut out some things, and some of you just need to plain, as your grandma would say, cut it out. Look at him, say, cut it out. And you know, also, you got to have a little bit of glue. This is the biggest glue stick I've ever seen right here. That's a real glue stick. And you got to remember that Jesus is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. And no matter who comes, no matter who goes in your life, there is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. And also, in life, you're going to make mistakes. You're going to do things that are wrong. And you need an eraser.
That's right.
It says on here, for really big mistakes. And how many know I need a big eraser? Because I've made some really big mistakes. Also, don't forget your ruler. Because the word of God is a standard, and it's true. You see, an inch is an inch. I can't decide in my mind that this is not an inch anymore. I can't say, well, you know what? I think that should be an inch. I think that should be an inch. It doesn't matter because the standard has been set. Oh, I'm getting ready to step on some toes of some people here. It doesn't matter what you think. It doesn't matter what you feel. It doesn't matter what you want to change or transit. It doesn't matter what you want to do. Because the standard has been set. God said this is how it is and nothing can change it. Come on, somebody. You got to make sure that you're ready to go back to school. And got to have your notebook. Yeah. Some of us have made mistakes. Some of us have failed. How many have ever failed before? But you know what? The good thing is with God, He can turn a mistake into a success.
Yes, that's right.
He can turn a failure into a success. And I want to tell you today that God wants us to look to Him and to be ready. There are two kinds of people here today, two groups that I want to pray for. There's those that need the invitation, those that need to heed that come from Jesus, because you're in a battle right now, you're facing a trial, or maybe something's right around the corner, and you need to answer that. And then there's some of you that want the invitation. And you're saying, you know what, things are good right now, but I want more. How many of you want more from God? You know, you can have as much of God as you perceive you need or want. And I want to invite the musicians to come back up now. I'm done. You can have as much of God as you perceive you need or want. And maybe you're here today and you say, I need that invitation. I have to come. Then if that's you, there's an answer for you today. And maybe you're that other group that says, I want to come. I need more. Matthew 11:28-30. Jesus says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So if you need to come to God today, when you come, you're going to find rest. If you need to come to Him for help, you're going to get it. And then there are all those that say, I want to come. And I believe that this group of kids and teens that are getting ready to go back to school, there's an invitation for you. Maybe you say, I haven't faced a bunch of issues. Or maybe you say, even at my young age, I'm in the middle of something. But let me tell you something. When you come to Jesus, everything changes. In Matthew chapter 19, verse 13 through 15, a familiar passage of Scripture, says, then were there brought unto him little children, that he should put his hands on them and pray. And the disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, suffer the little children. Another translation says, let the children come unto me, and don't stop them, for such is the kingdom of heaven. And he laid his hands on them, and then he left. Let me tell you something. There's an invitation from the Lord today. And it's saying, if you want to come, if you need what I have, then come. And I'm going to bless you. I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give you more. I'm going to fill you. I'm going to bless your life. The Bible says they were brought, the children were brought. And you know, I believe that's powerful because it says two things. It says, number one, these parents, they trusted who Jesus was. They saw some things in his life that they say, I need in my family. And number two, they may not have known everything about him, but they said, what's on you needs to come on us. And I believe today that there are people in this room and you're saying, I need the power of God in my family. I want the power of God on my children as they return back to school. As a matter of fact, I need it in my life. And if that's you today, I believe that my assignment is to come and declare, to be a trumpet, that God is here for you and he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all you can ask, think, or even imagine. And so today, I want to invite the children to come. And I want you, if you're in here, if you're a kid, if you're a teen, I want you to come and we want to lay our hands on you and pray for you. I want to invite the youth leaders and the children's leaders to come and to help me. And we're going to release a blessing. We're going to release an anointing. But boys and girls, let me tell you something. I don't want you just to come just because somebody told you to, but I want you to come expecting. I want you to come because you're ready to receive something. Come on. As you come right now, get up out of your seats and come. As you come, I believe that there's a blessing waiting for you. Come and just stand this way. You can just look this way. Turn this way. Look up at Pastor Eric. Yeah. Come on, let's clap for him, parents. Come on, let's clap for him. This is not the church of tomorrow. This is the church of today, right here. And we believe that God is sending you out. I want everybody to look right up here at me. I believe that God is sending you forth. You represent schools all around this area. I know Only Believe draws in people from county after county after county. And I believe that we're getting ready to commission missionaries to go into every school and to proclaim the good news of God. How many of you believe that? Man, when I came over here towards this youth group, I know you guys just got done with camp and there's still a residue of God's glory on you. And how many of you are ready to receive everything God has for you? Man, I sense such a strong, powerful anointing here. This is going to be a school year like never before. Whether you're in a Christian school or a public school or homeschool, I believe that God is going to use you like he never has before because you're hungry. How many of you are hungry? Come on, I'm not talking about just the hamburgers and hot dogs. I know some of you are waiting for that, but you could probably eat a couple hamburgers. I'm telling you. And as much as you want that, if Pastor Randy, when he opened up that McDonald's bag, some of you are like, from the time kids are 2 years old, they understand what McDonald's is. But how many of you are hungry for more of God? Come on, if that's you, I want you to throw both hands up towards heaven. I want you to close your eyes towards God, and I want you just to call out to him. I want you just to begin to speak to God and just begin to talk to him. And ask him to give you more. Come on, right now, open up your mouth and begin to cry out to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Moms and dads, stretch your hands towards them. Just like the parents brought their kids to Jesus, I want you to send them and to bring them with your prayers right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we speak into this group. And God, we thank you right now for the calling of God on their life. God, we thank you for what they have come forward, Lord, with in their hearts. God, I thank you that it will manifest. And as we move, I want the workers to begin to move through the crowd and lay your hands on them and pray and impart the blessing of God. Father, we thank you for the touch of God upon their life. God, I thank you for moving in their midst. God, I thank you for flooding them and filling them with your power and with your anointing, with your Holy Spirit. Yeah, there's a special call of God on your life. And God's going to use you in a unique way. God's going to open up gifts to you. And he's beginning to pour them out in the name of Jesus. God, I give you praise. I thank you, Lord, for the anointing. God, I thank you that you set them ablaze. God, I thank you that you use them like never before. God, that these are kings and priests. God, I thank you this is a chosen generation. God, you've called them. You know exactly what you have for them. And we declare that over them in the name of Jesus. God, we pray right now for a supernatural unction to function in their life. God, I thank you that you would speak to them, guide and direct them into every good place. I thank you that no weapon that's formed against them will prosper. Every tongue that rises against them in judgment, we condemn it right now in the name of Jesus. There's a leadership anointing on your life, son. And God has shown you things, and God causes people to look to you and to want to do what you do and to follow after you. And you're going to open up your mouth and you're going to lead them in the right directions. And the pressure that's been on you, the pressure that's been on you to perform or to be a certain way, God says, I'm going to lift that off of you. And as you open your mouth and declare who I am and who I have been to you, lives are going to be changed. God, I thank you for the anointing right there. Yeah, there it is. Whew. Yeah, that's the power of God coming on you strong. Yeah, just receive that in Jesus' name. You're not going to leave here like you came. God, I thank you. Yeah. Go after it. God's putting that word in your mouth in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, Lord. I give you praise for what you're doing. God, I thank you for the touch of heaven. I thank you for ministering by your power. God says, I'm going to fill you with every desire. You've asked God for certain things. You've prayed and you've said, God, I want my life to be like this and like that. And at times things doesn't look like it could happen. But I heard the Lord say, let him know I'm going to fill him with every desire of his heart. I give you praise, Lord. I thank you for the anointing, for the touch of God. And Father, we bless them now. God, we send them forth. And we thank you, Lord God, that they will go. They will do. That the word of God will be in their mouth. God, I thank you that they are safe and secure from all harm. God, I thank you that no one will defile their minds, their body, their spirit. And God, we thank you today that you're moving in their midst, Lord God, and you're touching them, and you're raising up this mighty prophetic generation. And God, I just speak that blessing over them in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for world changers, supernatural world shakers. Yeah, God loves your heart so much, honey. He loves when you worship him and when you sing to him. And there's times at night when you just see God speaking to you and giving you pretty dreams. Is that true? Yeah, God shows you things. And what God shows you, those pretty dreams, you need to get up and just start drawing them. Just draw pictures and start telling your parents, this is what God showed me, okay? Yeah. Praise God. Father, we love you. We thank you. And we minister unto them, Lord, by the power of the Holy Spirit. And we thank you that it is done in Jesus' mighty name. Come on, somebody, give the Lord a hand clap of praise. You guys can slip on back to your seats. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, moms and dads, why don't you slip your hands up towards heaven? Come on, right as they're moving back to their seats, let's just thank God. You might be in that next group and you say, I need to respond to that invitation. And that's to come unto him. And maybe you came in here today. You said, I'm facing something that I need God to do in my life. I need to leave here differently. I need God to deliver. I need God to do something in my life. If that's you, come on, just take a few minutes right where you are and just slip those hands up towards heaven. And let's just call on God. Holy Spirit, have your way in this place. God, we thank you for the next few minutes, God, that you would just speak to your people. And God, I declare the blessings of God to come upon people. And I hear the Lord say, the blessings of the Lord maketh rich and add no sorrow. So there's somebody here that you've been believing God and you've been asking God for a change and you've seen that change, but you said, God, I want to make sure that I made the right decision. I want to make sure that this is what I'm supposed to do. It looks good, but I want to make sure that it's the right decision. Come on, if that's you, just begin to seek God right now and listen to his voice. You'll hear his voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. The Spirit of God is so powerful, and if we'll call on it and put a demand on it, God will minister to us right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Ma'am, the Lord would say to you that I've seen the pain, I've seen the hurt, I've seen the disappointment. And it's like a roller coaster, like you've been in the highs and then you've went real down to the lows. And it's like when you start coming back up, you feel like just waiting for the next thing to happen. But I hear the Holy Spirit say to let her know that this time she's moving up. And as she moves up, she's moving past. And that's just, I hear the Lord say, tell her that she's moving past her past. You're moving past your past. And the presence of God that's on you right now, that's God just washing away even the memories. Even the memories of the hurt, even the memories of the pain. And God says, behold, I do a new thing. You shall not even know it, but it's going to spring forth. Hallelujah. The Lord is saying, I'm healing every wound from the past. Receive that in the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody, just press in just for a few more minutes. Father, we love you. We give you praise. If you're filled with the Holy Spirit, just begin to pray in the Spirit and let God just speak to you. I believe some of you right now, God is letting you know the answer is yes. Ma'am, the answer is yes. That's what I heard the Lord say. The answer is yes. You've cried out to him and you've asked and you've said, God, what about this? Is now the time? You've even said those words. Is this the time? And I hear the Lord say, tell her the answer is yes. Come on, somebody pray strong. Lekata rebasianda lavaste. Rekata sondoleveste. Halamasia rebeke. God says, I've put things in your hands. I've given it to you and I've placed it in your hands and you have stewarded it correctly. At times in the past, you did not steward it correctly, but this time you are going in the right way. He sent me all the way from Colorado to let you know he's proud. You're doing it right. You're going to move forward. No more backtracking, but you're going to move forward. And the presence of God is going to come on you in a new way. And you are going to be a brand new man, a brand new man. I release that. Yeah, that's the prayer that you've prayed. That's what you've prayed. So God, a brand new man, a brand new man. Come on, somebody. Just reach up by faith and receive everything you need from God. Lord, we love you. We give you praise. God, we bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. There's nobody like you. There's nobody like you, oh God. We praise you, Jesus. Come on, can you give him two more minutes? Two more minutes. Come on, just worship God. Right where you are. If you need a touch in your body, you say, I've tried everything and I need God to do it. I want you to stand to your feet right now. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, just stand. I feel there's a healing anointing in the room right now. And right now, by the authority of Jesus' name, I command pain, discomfort, sickness, and disease to come out by the authority of Jesus' name. And right now, you are in pain and you feel the pain leaving you right now in the name of Jesus. God, we give you praise. We thank you, Lord, for moving in joints and things that have been hard to move, their body parts that have been hard to move. And right now, God is freeing that up. God is loosening that in the name of Jesus. Come on, begin to check yourself. Look around, the pain's gone. The pain's gone. Someone had bad arthritis pain in your hands, and right now the pain is gone. If that's you, wave at me. Make some noise. Come on, come on, move around. Yeah, praise God. Look at that. Look at that. Come on, give God praise right here. Hallelujah. The pain is gone. And Father, we thank you right now for what you're doing in this place. And God, I declare that even as the Magi, that we came here today, we say yes to your invitation. And God, I declare that we will leave a different way. If you believe that, give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You can be seated. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. As we get ready to close, and I know you guys are ready to go outside and... Hallelujah. My watch says 11:20. Long time. And I tell you what, I know that God wants to do some great things in your life. And I just believe that there are some people here that you say, I'm not going to leave. You are emphatic about that. I'm not going to leave the way I came. I'm not going to leave bound. I'm not going to leave in pain. I'm not going to leave here. I'm going back a different way. And I want to challenge you to answer that invitation. Whatever God has said to you, whatever God has spoken, say yes to him. Say yes to what he has for you. And as you do that, you're going to see the hand of God touch your life miraculously. You're going to see God do things that you've only dreamt of. I grew up in Dayton, Ohio, right down the road, and I lived in a government-subsidized housing complex. We didn't have much. It was hard. I always like to say we were so poor, Jerry Lewis used to call and pledge to send us money. Come on. It was bad. But you know what? God began to speak to me at a young age, and he said, you're going to break the cycle. You're going to do something different. Your life is not going to be like this. And I began to declare that. I began to walk in it. I began to believe I received that, even as a young age. And I began to speak that. And people would laugh. People would make fun. People would say, oh, that's not going to happen. But you know what? God did it. And I just felt the Holy Spirit say to encourage somebody today that you need to speak differently about your life. It might be in a situation right now that things don't look the way they should. But if you speak differently about your life, begin to speak over your children, begin to speak over your situation, and watch God do something unique. Watch God do something different. And I believe there's some people here today that you say, my finances have been in trouble, and my back's up against the wall, and it doesn't look like there's any way things are going to change. But I've got a word for you today. Trust God, believe you receive, and watch God do a miracle. Watch God do a miracle in your life. God will take you from not enough to more than enough, because that's the kind of God he is. And today, if you're saying, Pastor Eric, I just need a financial breakthrough in my life, I need God to do something, I just want you to lift your hands. I want to pray for you. There's an anointing on my life to believe God for prosperity for people and to believe God for things to change. And maybe you're saying, that's me. I'm here and I need things to change. God sees those hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray right now, Lord, that you would minister to your people. God, we thank you that you would take the seed that they have in their hand, and God, you would transform it. God, that you would make it into more than enough. God, we come against generational bondages. We come against things that have caused them to make wrong choices. We come against things that have caused them to pull back when they should give. Things that have caused them to get into bad business deals. Things that have caused them to squander money away. God, we break that off of them in the name of Jesus. I come against poverty mentality and wrong thinking right now in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you that people will see that they are sons and daughters of the Most High. And God, I pray right now for breakthrough in their life. God, for breakthrough in every area. And God, I thank you that you're moving by your power according to your word. Yeah, you're doing it right now. You're doing it right now. Sir, I hear the Lord say that he's going to do what he promised you he would do in the area of your finances. You've told the Lord, you've said, God, if this happens, then I'll do this. I've always wanted to help. I've always wanted to be a blessing. I've always wanted to make this happen. You said, if this happens, then I'll do this. And I hear the Lord saying, I'm giving you divine strategies. I'm giving you a divine download on how that's going to come to pass. But you must trust me and you must obey me. And as you trust and obey, I'm going to throw open the windows of heaven and you're going to see a blessing come on your life. Receive that in the name of Jesus. And God, we just thank you right now that you're breaking that off of people. God, that they're not going to walk out of here feeling the same way. But God, they're going to walk out of here with the joy and the peace of Jesus upon their life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ma'am, can I pray for you? I just feel like I just need to bless you today. Hallelujah. You've been asking God and you've been saying, God, I need you just to surround my family. I need you to cocoon. I just see like God coming around and you've said, I need this to be taken care of. I need that to be taken care of. And it's like you feel like you could just huddle them together and get your whole family together and fix every one of their problems. And you've tried to do that. You've tried to fix everything. You've tried to be the one that goes in and does it. And it just causes more pain and more stress. But I hear the Lord saying to let her know that as she trusts me, as she releases them to me, I'm going to do what I can do. You've done what you can do. But the Lord's saying, now let me do what I can do. So Father, I thank you right now for supernatural peace. Yeah. Ooh. There's the peace of God coming to you right now in the name of Jesus. And God, I thank you that everything that's plagued her mind, God, everything that's tried to keep her up at night, you've even not even been able to sleep at times. And I hear the Lord say, my peace is coming to you right now in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Yeah, you're one of those that's not going to leave like you came. So God, I give you praise, Lord. I thank you for the anointing. Yeah, it's lifting off of you right there. It's lifting off of you in Jesus' name. And God, I thank you that she will have divine strategies on how she's to minister to her family, how she's to release them in the name of the Lord. Yeah, praise God, praise God. Come on, just lift your hands towards heaven. God, we love you. We thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing in this place. God, we thank you for your presence and your power at work in our midst. And God, we just love you. Yeah, open up your mouth and just begin to tell them how much you love them. Just begin to pour your love on the feet of Jesus. God, we're saying yes to the invitation. God, we're saying yes to all you have for us. And God, we believe that you are going to do what you promised you would do. Hallelujah. Pastor Randy and Nicole, I know a lot about what we've talked about and different things, but I just, as I walked by, I heard the Lord say, I'm setting up pieces. I'm setting up like chess game, how you strategize and you put the pieces where they need to be to start the game. And before you start it, everything's a mess and you have to get it and you have to put it all together and say, okay, now the game's ready to go. And God says, I've been putting chess pieces together. I've been setting up infrastructure. I've been setting things up. And now you're looking and you're saying, we're almost there. Oh, wait, there's one here. We're almost there. There's one here. And now we're ready. And when God says go, you're going to go at an accelerated pace. And I just keep hearing the Lord say, you thought steady plotting, and you feel like it's been a long time. You feel like things have taken longer than they should have in other things. This may be personal, this may be at the church, but I hear the Lord say, as soon as things are set in place, acceleration is coming to you. You're going to look around and say, that was supposed, okay. The Lord says, you're going to look and say, I had planned that to take this long, and we're already here. I had scheduled this. I had projected that it was going to take this amount of time, and we're already there. And look, it's only been this amount of time. So, Father, I thank you right now for the acceleration, divine acceleration upon their life. God, the things that they've prayed for, the things that they've written down, the things that they've spoken, the things they've been confessing, the things they've even held on close to their chest and said, we're not even going to say anything to anyone about this. Yeah, yeah. The Lord says, I've heard that. I've seen it. I've seen the plans that you haven't spoken to anybody. I've seen it, and it's going to come, but it's going to come at my pace, at my speed. Ah, ramaso talabaste, ke lamaso rebete, and you're not going to feel it. You're not going to feel it. It's going to come at my speed, my pace, and you're not going to feel it. So God, I give you praise and I thank you for that in Jesus' name. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, mighty God. Come on, somebody give God praise. Hallelujah. 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 One last thing I want to do today. As Jesus was ministering, he had just fed the 5,000 people and just seen this miracle, and he looked at his disciples and he said, I want you to go on over to the other side. He says, I want you to go to the next place. I want you to go to a prophetic place. I want you to, how many know there's prophetic places that God is speaking in your life? And he's saying, you're going to go and you're going to go over to the other side. Somebody get that. He prophesied and said, go to the other side. Meet me there. And they went, and Jesus went and prayed. And then he realized they were already out there. And the Bible says he went walking towards them on the sea. And he said it was, the sea was tumultuous, there was wind and waves, and Jesus walks out there and the disciples see him and they start freaking out. They think it's a ghost, they think it's a spirit, and they're all afraid, and Jesus calls to them and they say, it's a spirit, and Jesus says, be of good cheer, it is I, and be not afraid. And Peter answered and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said one word, come. And when Peter was come, this, I love this part. When Peter was come to him, he began to walk on the water. And I'm telling you right now, Jesus has prophetically spoken to some of you and said, this is where you're going. This is where your life is headed. This is where your family will be. This is where your business is going to be. This is where I want you. Go and do it. And how many of you took that word and then all of a sudden got out in the middle of it and started thinking, what in the world is going on? This does not look like God. This does not look like it's going to happen the way he said it would happen. And I'm telling you, Jesus is coming to you today. And he's walking out to you and he's saying, be of good cheer. Don't be afraid. It's me. I'm here with you. And I wonder if there's anybody here today that would be bold like Peter and say, I trust you. I know that's you. And if so, tell me to come. Tell me to come. Whatever you tell me to do, I'll do. Whatever you do, whoever you tell me to talk to, I'll talk to. Wherever you tell me to go, I'll go. Whatever you tell me to step out and do, I will do that. And if you will step out in obedience like that, I believe you're going to see the hand of God and miracles take place. Let me tell you something. Everybody talks about Peter walking on the water. Guess what? Peter didn't walk on the water. Peter walked on the word. Hallelujah. He walked on the word. Jesus said one word, come, and he walked on that. He said, God, I trust you, and I'm coming toward you. No matter what the barriers are, no matter what's in my way, I'm coming, and he walked on that. And once he took his eyes off of that, how many know what happened? But I'm telling you today, if you will keep your eyes on the word of the Lord, if you'll keep focusing on what God has said to you, you are going to be victorious. And this morning as we close, Pastor Randy asked me if I would receive an offering for our ministry. And you know, God has called me to do some big things. He stretched my faith out here in the last couple years. He's had us ministering to some people in Pakistan. He's had us supporting orphans out there. And we feed about 166 kids every week. And they get fed. And I'm thinking, I know what our ministry budget is. And I know what we've given in the last couple years. God has afforded us to be able to sow over $15,000 into this little orphanage in the last 2 years. And I'm thinking, I don't know where it came from. Come on, somebody. And it's been the faithfulness of God, and it's been our partners that have helped us. Every Tuesday and Thursday, God spoke to me to do a live broadcast, and I pray with people live on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And just from that, God has provided where we could minister all over. And we're doing a back-to-school project in Pakistan. And we're giving backpacks and school supplies to 100 kids there that really need them. And that costs about $1,000. And I didn't appeal to people too much for that. I just went ahead and paid it. And so I believe today that God is calling some of you to step out in faith and to help us. Maybe you're saying, you know what? I'd love to be a blessing. I'd love to help that. God may be speaking to somebody here saying, I want to take care of that whole thing. And if God's telling you to do that, obey God. Come on. But today, I just want to challenge you. If you've been blessed today and you feel like, Pastor Eric, the word that you gave blessed my life, and I believe I received that, then we have an obligation to sow seed in the good soil and to believe God for a harvest. And if God's speaking to you, I want you just to close your eyes for a minute. I don't want us just to ask God what it is He would have us to do. I know some of you have already written out a check, but God may speak to you right now and say, I want you to do more. Maybe saying, I'm calling you to step out in faith and to sow the largest gift you've ever sown. Why? Just like Peter, Lord, if that's you, I'm not afraid, but I'm going to answer and I'm going to watch you do miracles in my life. And you're going to help us to spread the gospel all over. And we believe that God's going to do it, and that's going to be credited back to your account. So, Father, I pray that you would speak to your people. God, that you would direct them and how they should sow. God, you would direct them in what they're to do today. And God, we pray that as they release these seeds, God, that you're going to bless their family back. God, I thank you that this is a seed saying, I'm believing for a great year for my child. I'm believing that the anointing is going forth and I'm answering the call. I'm committing to follow you in everything you speak to me to do. And God, I thank you for the partnership of this church. I thank you for the partnership of those that are here. And God, I just pray that you administer back to them in such a way, God, that they would know that you did something supernatural. And God, how you've made a way in my life time and time again. I release that blessing and that anointing on the people here today. And we ask this in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Everybody, God bless you. Thank you today for listening. Hope you've been blessed. I'll be down here if you need further prayer. And you can come. And so, Pastor Randy, thank you. Hallelujah.